This is a Daf Yomi Masechta review, Masechta Chulin, tape number 2.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Haisha Reizel Miriam Bas Rav Naftali Lieder, Zecherno Levracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're beginning the second parak of Masechta Chulin, Parak HaShechet, from Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. And the Mishnah says, for a bird, in order for one to have a Shechita Kshera, the Shechet must shecht one of the two Simanim, either the Kaneh, the windpipe, or the Veshet, the food pipe. But by a Behema, he must shecht both Simanim, both the Kaneh and the Veshet. And Raiv of a simon, the majority of a simon, is considered as if he did the full simon. The Gemara later explains that this is only b'diyevet. L'chatchila, however, one should shecht the full simon. Rabbi Yehuda adds that one should also, by a bird, shecht the vridim, the veins in the neck, in order to get rid of the dam, the blood. Taisva says we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, l'chatchila, but b'diyevet, if we didn't do like Rabbi Yehuda, then the oif is mutter. The Ran argues and says if b'diyevet we didn't shecht the vridim, then the animal is treif. The Chassam Sofer in his Shailas and Tshuvas Arachayim Simen Kufmem says that the halacha that we learn in our Mishnah of Rubai Kikulai by the Simanim is only if we have the Kulai present. For example, if we have a minyan of 10 people and 6 didn't daven yet, so since we have the full Kulai, we have all 10 people there, the full Kulai we can say Rubai Kikulai and you're allowed to make a minyan with these 10 people. But if we only had 6 people lechatchila, then we can't say Rubai Kikule. We can't say, well, you have 6 out of 10 people for the minyan, therefore you can make the minyan. And the Gemara says, even though by an oif, you only have to shecht one simon, but midrabanan lechatchila, one should shecht both simonim, even by an oif. And the Gemara asks, how do we know that the makom shechita is in the neck? And our answer is from Vayikra Aleph, by Kachim, where it says, v'shachat es ben habakar. The word v'shachat is a combination of two words, sach and chate. From the place the animal bends, i.e. the sach, which is the neck, you should chateu, you should cut it to remove the dam. Others say that shechita is simply learned from a halacha l'maisha misinai. The Gemara says a dead behema is metama b'mago u'b'masa, via touching or carrying it. But an oif tahar is not metama b'mago u'b'masa. However, an oif is metama b'gadim abeis ablia. If it's swallowed, it's metama a person's clothing, but a behema is not. The Gemara says that fish do not need shechita at all and can be eaten as soon as they die. This is learned from the pasuk in Bamidbar Yud Aleph. Im eskol degei hayom ye'asef lohem, since the Torah uses the lashon of gathering the fish versus the lashon of shechita of fish, we learn that fish do not need shechita in order to be eaten. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, paskins like this. Finally, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, midaraisa, a bird does not require a full shechita to eat it, just some blood spilling from the simanim, but midarabanan, it needs a full shechita. Daf Chav Ches. Rabbi holds that shechita in general, and the halachas of kana and veshet, is a halacha midaraisa, even for a knife. But we only need to cut one siman, either the kana or the veshet. Others hold only the kana is good. Others hold only the veshet is good. There was a goose in the house of Rava, with a torn and bloody neck, and they wanted to check for a simen treifa. By a veshet, a hole is a simen treifa, but by a kana, only if raiv is cut through, is this considered a simen treifa. So how do we check it? It's best to check the inner skin of the veshet, but checking the kana, we would check the outer skin of the kana. If a person shechts half of each simen by a bird, it's pasul. Certainly by a behema, it's pasul. Finally, an oven made from earthenware, which is tamei, cannot become tahar, unless you break it, because rak shvirasan mitaharasan. Daf Chav Tes. Whether exactly half of a simon, mechza al mechza, is considered raiv or not, that's a machlokes. The Gemara says by the carbon Pesach, those who were tamei brought the carbon on Pesach Sheni. But if raiv of the tzibur is tamei, then all of Klal Yisrael could bring it on Yudalad Nisan. If one cuts two animals at the same time, it's kosher, but lechatchila, it's better not to do this. On Yom Kippur, all of the Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash must be done by the Kohen Gadol and no one else. Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, Ein shchita ela lebesayf. The shchita only gets the shem shchita at the end of the maisa shchita. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yeshna la shchita mitchila vatsayf. The shem shchita starts even at the beginning. And an afkamina would be if there was a psul machshava at the beginning. According to Reish Lakish, it would be kasher. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be pasal. Rava said, all are maida that if the first simon was shechted by a guy, and the second by Yisrael, the shchita is pasal. Since once the guy shechts the first simon, it becomes automatically a trefa. Finally, Rav Zera says that any person who gets involved with the avoda of preparing the paraduma, their begadim become tameh. Daf lamed. If a person shechts a carbon pesach when he still owns chametz, he gets a lav as well as malchus, unless the carbon was pasal. A carbon pesach which becomes pasal can be used as a shlamim later on during the year instead. If a shechet shechts rov of both simanim, but the animal is still kicking, then the animal is considered to still be alive. If two people jointly shecht a behema with two different knives, the shechita is kasher, but it's with the same knife we must be chayshish for drasa, for pushing. If a shechet stuck the knife under the simen, then the shechita is pasal because of chalada, because the knife is hidden. If the knife is hidden under a cloth, this is teiku. The next Mishnah. If a person shechts two animals at the same time, it's kasher, but only b'diavad. If two people shecht one animal together, it's kasher. If the shechet, instead of going back and forth, which is what the requirement is by shechita, you have to do a haylacha and a hava, you have to go forward with the knife and then back with the knife in two directions, but instead of going back and forth, he only went one way, and then the head of the animal fell off. If the length of the knife is longer than the width of the head, it's kasher. Otherwise, it's trefa. But if he went both ways, even if it's a very small ismal, a very small scalpel knife, it's kasher anyway. Taflam b'dalaf, the Gemara. The mitzvah of kisui hadam, covering the blood, requires one to put dirt both under the blood and on top of the blood. And if one uses a needle for shchita, the animal is treif, since it'll pierce and rip the simanim versus cutting the simanim. The Mishnah. If a knife falls by accident, and it did the shchita by accident, which was technically okay, the shchita was fine, it was actually a kasher shchita, in this case we say the shchita is pasal. Since the pasuk says v'zavachta, that it must be, the shchita must be done b'koyach adam. The Gemara. But if someone throws it and doesn't have kavana for shchita, but then it shechted by accident, then it's considered kasher, since even though there was no kavana, it was still, the shchita was still done b'koyach adam. If a nida went into a mikvah without kavana, for example, someone pushed her in, it's a machlekes if she's tahar to have relations with her husband. And if a wave of 40 saw came up from the sea and it covered someone, this can create a tefillah kshera. Daf Lamed Beis, the next Mishnah. If someone began to shecht and the knife fell, so there was a hafsaka, or in the middle of the shechita something fell down, if the delay is equal to the time it takes to do a shechita, the shechita is pasal. Gemara. If a person uses a dull knife for shechita, even if he takes a full day to do the shechita and he just keeps going back and forth, the shechita is kasher. Finally, if there were several small shehiyas, stoppings, each which was pachas mikashir, can they all be mistarif for one big shehiyah? The Gemara says, teiku. The Rama, however, writes that the minig is to consider even the slightest pause as a shehiyah, and the common practice is to say if the shechita is pasal for an interruption of any length. Even if it's very, very quickly, any type of shia, we pasal in shechita. The next Mishnah. If the veshet was cut correctly, but the kana was broken, or the kana was cut correctly and the veshet was broken, or if the shechet shechted just one simon, Rabbi Yishavev says it's an avela, therefore it's metame. Rabbi Akiva says it's a trefa, therefore it's not metame, but Rabbi Akiva was maida to Rabbi Yishavev. Gemara. If shechita was done on a kana, and then we found a simen trefa on the lungs, the animal is kasher. Finally, if someone shechts a pregnant animal, the shechita also covers the fetus. But if the fetus stuck out a limb, then the shechita is not chal on that limb. Daf Lamed Gimel. If a person wants to be healthy, he should cut meat from the throat, wash it well, and rinse it well. The next Mishnah. If someone shechts an animal and no blood came out, it is still kasher to be eaten. And since no liquid touched it, no dam touched it, it can be eaten with tamei hands, since it's not mukshar lekabel tumah. Gemara. This kula only applies to chulin, not to kachim. Normally, food can only go as far as a sheni letumah, But truma can go as far as a shlish li tuma, and this is referred to as truma, which is pasal. Rabbi Eliezer says, if a person eats a rishon l'tuma, he becomes a rishon l'tuma, he becomes, in other words, what he eats. Rabbi Yeshua argues on this. Daf Lamed Daled. When a person eats a nevela, it can't be metama outside of the body. When he eats it, though, it'll be metama not only him, but even his clothing. When a person eats a shlishi l'tuma, he becomes a sheni l'tuma, l'gabi kachim, but not for truma. Finally, if we have a shlishi chulin, you can put spices of truma into it and eat it. Daf Lamed Hey. If someone eats truma, which is a shlishi, he becomes a shlishi, and he can't eat truma, but he can touch truma. This is only if this was really chulin, which he said was nasu al taras hakodesh. But if it was real truma, then he can't touch it either. A beged avadam aretz is considered a medrus, meaning that we're chayshish, that his wife, who was anida, sat on it, and therefore it's metama adam v'kelim. A kayin is not allowed to eat truma from an amaretz, since we're afraid that it was tame. Chulin said shanasu al taharas hakodesh, it's considered like chulin, and it can't make a shlishi l'tuma. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik says it's considered to be like truma, and it can become a shlishi, but not a ravi. Rav Asi says that Rav Shimon holds that only shchita can make an animal mukshul lekabel tuma, not the dam. So if dam falls on Paris, they are not mukshul lekabel tuma. But if it was killed by a sword, the dam can be machsha. Daf Lamed Vav. Dam hanefesh of an animal can cause something to be mukshul lekabel tuma, i.e. as a liquid. The meat of an animal becomes roy lekabel tuma when it is shechted. And finally, if a person harvests grapes to make wine, and the juice of the grapes make them wet, make the grapes wet, Beis Hillel says they're not mukshul lekabel tuma, but Beis Shammai says they are. And Beis Hillel was moida to Beis Shammai. Daf Lamed Zayin. If someone shechts an animal that is close to death, it's almost going to die, so we have to be chayshish that it died before the completion of the shechita, and therefore it's a nevela. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, it's only kosher if we see the hand and the foot shake. This is referred to as pirkus. Rav Elazar says, it's enough if we just see the blood spurt out of the makam shechita, then it's kosher. If the shechita was done at night, as long as we see a lot of dam on the base of shechita in the morning, it's kosher. And all of this is only by a misukenis, but by a healthy animal, we don't need to see any shaking or anything like that. It's considered to be a kosher shechita. The bracha, by the way, that is said when a person does shechita is the bracha of al hashechita, and it may not be recited when slaughtering a misukenis because there is a concern that it may already be dead, and the bracha on the shechita will be a bracha of atala. The Prima Gadim says that a shechit should slaughter a healthy animal at the same time he slaughters a misukenis, and you should recite one bracha with both animals in mind. The Ramah in Yeridea, Simen Yud Tes, Sif Aleph, says that although one may not recite the bracha prior to slaughtering a misukenis, he may recite it after he shechs the misukenis, once he's sure that it has the jerking motions, and therefore it's not a nevela. And the Gemara says, a dead animal cannot be shechted, since the Pasuk says, Zois hachaya asher teichlu, it has to be living, this Pasuk is in Vayikra, Yud Aleph. If an animal is both a nevela and a treifa, both cannot be chal, since we hold ein iser chal al iser. The makor of misukenis is from Yecheskel, who said he attained a high level of Yerushamayim since he never ate a nevela, treifa, or pigle. What is an example of a misukenis? Rabbi Yehuda Marav says if you put it up to stand and it falls, i.e. it has no strength to stand on its own. Others say that it moans during the shechita process, therefore when it moans, we realize that it's a misukenis. The pirkus that we need to prove vitality must be in the middle of the shechita. At the beginning is not enough. If it doesn't have pirkus, it means that it was virtually dead even before the shechita, and it must be an avela. Others say that we need a pirkus at the end of the shechita in order for it to be kasha. We paskin that by a behema daka, a small animal, if it stretched out its back leg during the shechita and it didn't bring it back, it's pasul. But if it returned it and did bring it back, then it's kasha. If it moved its front leg, any movement is considered good, and the animal is kosher. By a gasa, a large animal, any movement of anything would keep it and would say that it's kosher. By a bird, if it just fluttered, even its wing, it's considered to be kosher. The Mishnah. If a Yehudi shechts an animal for a guy, the shechita is kosher. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's pasul, since we assume a stam machshava of a guy is to use this animal for avodah zarah. The Perish Simla Chadasha and Simen Yud Tes Sif Aleph writes that under normal circumstances, a Sheikhet who slaughters for a guy should recite a bracha, since the possibility exists that he may decide to eat from the animal himself. The Gemara. The Tanakama is Mekel, since we don't assume that the guy wants it for Avodah Zarah unless he says this beferish. Daf Lamed Tes. If someone has a machshava of chutz lizmanai, this pasul machshava is called pigel, and it pasuls the carbon. This bad machshava comes potentially from the one who owns the carbon, or by chulin, this machshava could come from the sheichet. There was a maisa where a healthy person gave a get to a shliach, but didn't tell him to give the get to his wife. But he did, and he then fell from a tree. So if he fell by accident, the get is not a get, since we say seifai teichiach al tchilasai. The halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi, that by shchita we look at the machshava of the sheichet, not the machshava of the guy. So if the guy gives it to him, the shchita is kosher. The next Mishnah. If someone shechts an animal toward a mountain or a river, i.e. for Avodah Zarah, midrabanan we say the shchita is pasul, but it remains mutar bahana. If two people shecht it together and one had kavana for Avodah Zarah, then the animal is pasul. Daf Mem. Gemara. If a person's friend has a cow, which is lying next to an Avodah Zarah, and he shechts even one simen for Avodah Zarah, it's pasul, even though the animal doesn't belong to him. If a person shechts a carbon on Shabbos, outside the Azara and Lashem Avodah Zarah, he's chayav for three chatois, Avodah Zarah, Shchutei Chutz, and Chilul Shabbos. Finally, Reb Nachman says, Ein Adam Oyser Dover She'en Es Shalai. A person cannot aser something which doesn't belong to him. So if one shechts his friend's animal, i.e., a full maisa, Lashem Avodah Zarah, it doesn't pasul the animal. Daf Mem Aleph. If a guy is menaseich the wine of a Yehudi, even not in the presence of an Avodah Zarah, it passels the wine. Yehuda ben Becerra argues and says that it's kosher, because it wasn't in front of the Avodah Zarah, therefore it's not really like Avodah Zarah. And number two, Ein Adam Oyser Davar She'en Es Shalai. The next Mishnah. A person is not allowed to shecht with the blood falling into a river or a keli, because this is Marasayan. People will think that it's Avodah Zarah. Also, one can't shecht into a hole, except in a house, since in the house it would be obvious that the reason you're shechting into a hole is for cleanliness, so the blood will have a chance to drain out through this hole. Gemara. If someone is on a boat, he should let the blood flow into a keli, and in turn let this blood from the keli fall into the sea. The Mishnah. If one shechts chulin l'shem oila, or a different carbon, it's pasul because of marasayin of shchutei chutz. Reb Shimon says it's kosher. And the Gemara says the chshash of marasayin is only by a healthy animal, not by an animal with a mum, Rabbi Yechanan argues. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak Gimel, parak Elu, Treifus. And the Mishnah says, the following is a list of things which make a behema a treifa. Number one, the veshet, the food pipe, has a hole in it. Number two, the gargeres, which is the same as the kane, the windpipe, has a crack across the width. Number three, the krum shalmayach, which is the membrane covering the brain, this krum shalmayach has a hole in it. Number four, a hole in the lave, in the heart, that reaches the inner chamber. Number five, if the spinal cord, the chut hashedra, is broken. Number six, if the liver, the kaved, disappears completely, or if part of it is missing. Number seven, if there is a hole in the rea, a hole in the lung, this is also a treifa. Reb Shimon says, however, that just a plain hole does not create a treifa. You need a deep hole that actually reaches the windpipe. Number eight, a hole in the keva. Keva is the stomach, the part of the digestive system of an animal which chews its cud. Number nine, if the gallbladder was punctured. Gallbladder is the mara. Number 10, if the intestines, the dakin, are punctured. And finally, number 11, the inner keres was punctured or torn. The Mishnah continues and says that if an animal falls from a roof, which is referred to as an afula, and it was shechted immediately, so we don't know that if it was injured or not before it fell, we say that it's considered a treifa. If an animal was clawed by a wolf, Rabbi Yehuda says, by a small animal, the clawing of a wolf is enough, and that would be enough to make it a treifa. But by a large animal, you need a claw of a lion in order to create a treifa. Otherwise, it's not a treifa. And the Gemara asks, what is the remez in the Torah that one isn't allowed to eat a treifa? The Gemara answers from the pasuk in Shmais Chav Beis, Ubasar basade treifa, loisoichlo. From the pasuk of Vayikra Yod Aleph, Vizais Hachaya, we learn that Hashem showed Moshe all of the animals that were kosher and those which were treif. The Gemara asks, how much must be missing from the spine regarding Tumas Oihel? Beishamai says, Shtei Chulias. Beis Hillel says only one bone. Finally, the Gemara says there were Shev Shmeitza, the seven halachas of the Chachamim, regarding treifas. For example, if one of the kidneys was infected, the animal is a treifa. Also, if rev of a simen was detached, then it's a treifa as well. Datman Gimel. There were eight categories of treifas which were said to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Number one, nekuva, piercing. Number two, psuka, severing. Number three, netula, which is a removal of something. Number four, chasura, something was missing. Number five, kriya, something was torn. Six, drusa, clawed. Seven, nefula, the animal fell. And finally, eight, shvura, a break. This excludes Rafa bar Papa, who also included damaged kidneys. The Gemara says there are eight categories of treifa by nekuva. Nekuva, we mentioned before, was piercing. Rashi enumerates them. Nekuva of a veshet, of the krum, of the lev, of the rea, the lung, the keva, the dakin, the keres hapnimi, and the hemsis beis hakaisis. Some also add the mara, the gall. If the liver is removed, it's only not a treifa if at least a kazayas remains. Rava says a veshet has two layers of skin, an outer reddish layer and an inner whitish layer. If there was a hole in the veshet, but it became covered by a thick scab, it's still a treifa, since this is not permanent. If there was a thorn in the veshet, if it looks okay, it's kosher. If a lion entered an area with a lot of animals, the animals need a bedika, since we're chayshish for a drusa. The rule is that we always paskin like Beis Hillel, but if a person prefers to take on all the halachas of Beis Shammai, he can. But one must choose to go all like Beis Hillel or all like Beis Shammai. If one takes the kulas of both, we say that he's a rasha. If one takes the chumras of both, we say that he's a fool. Daf Mem Daled. You can only do all like Beis Shammai before the time that the Bas Kol came out and said we paskin like Beis Hillel. So this we mentioned before, that a person can choose to do everything like Beis Shammai. That's only before the Bas Kol came out. Rabbi Yeshua says, even after the Bas Kol came out, you can still do all like Beis Shammai if you prefer, because he didn't hold of Bas Kol. Ein mashkichen beBas Kol. How far up the veshet can you shecht? Our answer is enough so you'll have room to grab it. How far down? Until the spot where it gets hairy, i.e. by the keres. The Gemara says at least rav of the kana must be cut in order for it to be a simen treifa. The Gemara says once a Talmud Chacham gives a psak of tameh or aser, a different Talmud Chacham cannot come and change that psak. There are two possible reasons for this that the Gemara just mentioned. First of all, the Rashi in Nida, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, says that the reason the second Rav cannot contradict the ruling of the first Rav is Mekfaydei Shal Rishon, out of respect for the first Rav, who basically gave his pshat and his psak. The Rashba brings the Ravid, who says that once an item is pronounced Osir by the Rav, then Nase Chaticha de Isura, it becomes Osir. The Rav's pronouncement in of itself makes the item Osir, and this stays as part of the item, and therefore it's impossible for a second Rav to come along and change that status. Unless, of course, we find out later that that first psak was in contradiction to an explicit halacha of Mishnah or Gemara. If a dayan gave a psak on a case of mamonis or kashrus, this item can be bought, but people lachatchila should distance themselves from these types of things so as not to create marasayin. Rav Chisda said, who is a Talmud Chacham? Someone who has a shayla on his own animal, and he's machmer on that animal. Finally, if a person serves a Talmud Chacham, he is praiseworthy, and will inherit both Olam Hazeh as well as Olam Haba. Daf Mem Hei. What if the kana has small holes which are not connected? Our answer is we say that they are mitzdaref to form one big hole, and if it's big enough, it's considered a treifa. A skull is normally metame tumas oihel, but if it has a large hole, then it's not metame tumas oihel. Any part of the neck is kosher for the shechita, but the lower limit is the lobes of the lungs. The chaza, regarding giving the chaza v'sheik of the shlomim to the kain, this is if the animal is standing. It's the part facing the ground. That's exactly where the chaza v'sheik is. A hole in the brain's membrane is a simen treifa, even if it's just on the outer membrane close to the skull. We know that there are two membranes, one closer to the skull and one actually over the brain itself. The Gemara here gives a number of different pshatim about whether they're referring to the inner membrane, the outer membrane. In terms of the halacha lemaisa on this matter, that is brought in Kuntres al Hadaf. He brings three opinions. He brings the Rush, who cites the Ravan, who rules that both membranes of the brain must be punctured in order for an animal to be considered a trefa. The Agos HaShri brings the Bahag, in the Ramayir, brought in Ramayir, Adeya Simin Lamed Aleph, Sif Aleph, who maintains that a puncture in either membrane is sufficient to render the animal a trefa. Finally, the Rif rules that we reckon with only the inner membrane. A puncture in the inner membrane renders the animal a trefa, even if the outer membrane is intact, and conversely, if the inner membrane is intact, the animal is not considered a trefa, regardless of whether the outer membrane is punctured or not. The Gemara says that the tube of the heart, the Knei HaLev, has a hole. Rav says, just a mashahu creates a simen trefa. Shmuel says, you need rife. Finally, until how far down does the chut hashedra, the spinal cord, extend? So we would say that if rive is cut through, it's a simen trefa. If Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, until the bein hafrashas. Dafnan vav. If the kaved, the liver, is removed, this is a simen trefa. But if some of it remains, it's kasha. Some of it meaning, generally, at least, a kazayas. If the lungs, the rea, any part of the rea is punctured, that is considered a simen trefa. Since this whole shaila is very nageh halacha lamaisa, we will now bring down the explanation brought in Kuntres al Hadaf. One of the trefas we mentioned here is a punctured lung. The lungs also have two protective membranes, just like the brain. The Gemara rules that an animal with a punctured lung is considered a trefa only if both membranes are punctured. But as long as one is still intact, it's not a trefa. The Rajba asserts that if both membranes are punctured, but in different places, and the holes are not aligned, the animal is not a trefa. The Rajba is of the opinion that since the two membranes lay closely together, as long as the holes are not aligned, no outside air is able to enter the lungs. The Rama, however, in Yerodea Simen Lamed Vav Sif Aleph, cites other authorities who disagree and asks an animal that has both of its lung membranes punctured, even though the holes are not aligned. The Gemara says that if a sound is heard coming from the lungs, rea da'afsha, a hissing type noise when the lung is inflated, some straw or spittle should be placed over that spot to determine if the lung is punctured through and through. If the straw does not move, then the animal is permitted because we assume that there is a hole only in the inner membrane. If the source of the sound cannot be located, and we consequently do not know where to place the straw, the Gemara says that the inflated lung should be placed in poishrin, lukewarm water. If the water bubbles, we know the air is escaping the lungs, and the animal is ruled a trefa. But if it doesn't bubble, we can assume that the lungs are intact. The Rambam Perek Yud Aleph of Hilcha Shechita Halacha Zayin writes that although, according to the actual halacha, if an animal does not show any signs which indicate that it might be a trefa, there is no need to examine its organ for defects, because we assume that it's healthy. The meaning anyway is to routinely examine the lungs, because it's commonplace for an animal to have punctured lungs. The Rambam adds that in most places the minig is to examine the lungs, however, only through visibly inspecting and feeling them. However, the sheikhdim do not routinely inflate the lungs unless there's a reyesa, there's a basis for a problem. For example, if the outer membrane is peeled. The Rama, in Simen Lamed Tes, Sif Aleph, cites others who say that the minig is to routinely inflate the lungs of every animal. At this point, we should explain what the inyan today of glatt kosher is. What does glatt kosher mean? During the internal examination that we do, it's very common to find sirchas on the animal's lung. Sirchas are adhesions. An adhesion is an abnormal condition in which body tissues are united by fibrous tissues. These adhesions may be indicative of a puncture in the lung wall underneath the adhesion. A puncture of the lung will disqualify an animal and make it a trefa. At times, however, these sirchas on the lungs are not hiding a puncture. This can be determined through careful, skillful removal of the sircha. Once removed, the lung that does not have this adhesion anymore can be tested by blowing it up with air and submerging the lung underwater. If air bubbles appear in the water, it's an indication that the lung has been punctured and the animal is trefa. If the submerged lung is airtight, the animal is kosher, but it's not glatt kosher. It's only glatt kosher if after the sheichet's careful initial inspection, the lung was found to be completely free of sirchas. When the sheichet looks at it after the shechita is done, if there are no sirchas at all on the lungs of the animal, then we could say that it's a glatt kosher animal. Once there are sirchas, however, it loses the potential of being glatt, then they do the whole examination and so on. If there are no bubbles, the animal can still be considered kosher, albeit not glatt kosher, but if there are bubbles, that means the animal is a trefa. So glatt really means that it's completely smooth. It's completely smooth, it does not have any sirchas, and we can be totally certain that there are no punctures at all in the lungs. That would make it glatt kosher.